Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
At Long Bond Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Long Bond Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longbondauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
With me on the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show is head girls coach at Chase County High School, Clayton Happy. And coach, congratulations on your win tonight.
Thank you very much.
What do you think was the key for your win tonight?
Well, I think there's a couple things, but none would be bigger than that push we had at the start of the second quarter. We switched from man-to-man into that kind of high-intensity zone. Mm-hmm. We were able to get lots of deflections and then out of that several transition layups, shot opportunities. That was kind of the part that just separated the score a little bit and allowed us to keep the lead later in the game.
Again, it was Linnea Raines out there on the defensive end.
Yep.
And also hitting. I think she scored 7 straight points for you there in the second quarter.
Yeah, she was absolutely anticipating that passing lane. We talk about getting the flat passes sometimes. She was doing a good job with that. And got to mention Ava Wilson up top, too.
Yeah.
She really dictates what side they're going on, and she's lanky and affects it.
Because they had 30-some turnovers for the game, and a lot of that was because of your gals out front.
Absolutely.
And offensively, too, I think getting the ball in, Madeline, and I love how Madeline just kind of takes over. And next thing you know, she's got 15 points.
Absolutely. It kind of sneaks up sometimes, but she's smart. She picks a good time to attack and a good time to facilitate.
And Natalie Neff, again, hit a couple big shots for you.
Yeah, she definitely thrives on confidence. Obviously, we struggled to shoot from the perimeter tonight, but it was good to see her make 2 of them down the stretch and then go get a deflection on the defensive end, too.
And, yes, I did say it again when she hit the 3-pointer. I said nothing but – Michael goes, Ken, what is that? I said nothing but Neff.
That's great. We had to – before we did our guard shooting in practice yesterday, we brought that up.
Yeah, she looks like she can just all of a sudden rip in. Once she gets a shot to go, she's one of those that can – just start raining baskets.
Yeah, when she gets the feel for it, she's got it.
Well, now, next week, you'll be playing another Bulldogs, the Madison Bulldogs. What do you think that you'll see from them?
Yeah, much similar to this venue, right? It's mm-hmm. always tough to go to Madison and play a basketball game. You can just expect them to be physical. It's going to be tough, gritty. It's going to be a grinded-out style of play.
Yeah.
I think we match up well against them, but we're going to have to make some shots from the perimeter, and then we're going to have to continue to be, I don't know, pressuring and dictating what we want to happen on the defensive end of the court.
Are you scouting some of these future Waverly Bulldogs hitting some big shots here?
Absolutely. It's good to see the long lines out there.
Oh, well, congratulations, Coach, and we'll see you next Tuesday night.
All right. Thank you very much.
With me has been Chase County Head Girls Basketball Coach Clayton Happy. We'll be back to run down the stats on the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by ESB Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change your marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESB Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud, Go Bulldogs. Dogs.
Welcome back to the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. Many thanks there for Clayton Happy to visit with us and his post-game thoughts. But 34-20 here in the boys' affair. Waverly leading Chase County, and we'll tell you how we got here by these halftime stats. Brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all the area athletes and proud to provide the area the quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today. 620-344-0661 for Chase County. 11 points to Maddox Beyer, 4 points Guthrie Danford, 3 points Rex Griffin, and 2 points to Hudson Doty. For Waverly, 4 three-pointers to lead the way for Dustin Foster with 12 points, 6 apiece to Alex Stice, Rylan Rasmussen, and Tatum Williams, and then 4 points to Kaiser Ferenza to round out the 34 points of Waverly. Ken, your team stats.
Chase County, 7 of 18 inside the arch, 2 for 10 from three-point range. No free throw attempts, and they committed, and they had 12 rebounds while they committed 4 turnovers. For Waverly, 10 of 19 inside the arc, 4 of 10 from 3-point range, 2 of 3 at the free throw line, 17 total rebounds, and 3 turnovers.
But it was 6 to 7, 7 to 6, however, obviously if you're adolescents, you're probably going to say 6 to 7, but us adults say 7 to 6. But Chase County had the lead, and Waverly went on a 14-0 run to end the first, start the second quarter, and that is the difference here. But once again, those halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Well, that will wrap up the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. Come back with second half action right here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Once again, Waverly leading Chase County 34-20 at the mid-game break.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT&L.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs. Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home. Serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy owners. And Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Clark Farm and Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946. By Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. and by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. For Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KBWE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kbwe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen on Monday mornings at the 7:50 a.m. sportscast on 1400 a.m. 96.9 FM, as well as Country 101.7 FM. And then also at 11:06 on the Monday morning quarterback. To hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors, who are the Athlete of the Week or qualify to be the KBWE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship? Nominate your athlete today at kbwe.com/athlete. That's kbwe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable, high-speed internet, go to mtnetworks.com. Well, we are back to live action. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Waverly with possession, leading things 34-20 to start this second half. Foster off top to Ryland Rasmussen. His three, no good. And a rebound to Hudson Doty. Danford getting a ball screen, looking to drive. Foul line. Mid lane floater. Good for Guthrie Danford.
That's what they need to do. They didn't have any free throw attempts in the first half because everything was coming from the outside. You've got to go inside.
Waverly on the opposite side. Three on the right wing by Foster. Going to be long. And a rebound last touched by Chase County. So Foster to inbound. Along the baseline going to Carter Ohl. His jumper no good. And a rebound to Hudson Doty. Now to Danford. Trailing things 34-22. Danford drive with the left. Kicked near side wing three by Hudson Doty. It's too long and a rebound. Going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Waverly. So inbounding in the far corner will be Hudson Doty. Doty getting it into Guthrie Danford. 60 seconds into this third quarter. Chase County trailing things by 12. Danford along the baseline and have his pocket picked by Dustin Foster. But his foot will be on the line and will stay with Chase County. But it's a change of possession, so the shot clock will reset to 35.
Yeah, that was one of those bang-bang turnovers.
Noah Green gets it on the inbound. Kicked out. Rex Griffin now near side three, fired by Guthrie Danford, and he gets it to fall. Guthrie Danford, 5 points here in the third quarter, 9 overall. To kickstart the Chase County Bulldogs. Now they trail by 9, 34-25. Foster, far side. Bounce pass to Alex Dice, looking for the answer on the opposite corner. It's no good. Offensive rebound to Hayden Ohl. And put back by Tatum Williams is no good, but he is fouled. And he'll go to the line for 2 free throws, where he is 2-for-2 tonight. The lone trip for either team.
Yep.
Fouls against Noah Green, his second. So Green, Doty, Griffin, and Beyer, each with 2 fouls apiece. First one from Williams in the air and clipping out, no good. Williams will step back to the line, get the ball from the official. 1 dribble, 2 dribble, 3 dribble, 4 dribble. To his hands. Deep breath, bends his knees and fires. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Waverly now on top, 35-25. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Danford far side to Rex Griffin, going along the perimeter against a stingy man-to-man defense. Beyer running floater, going to hit rim but no good. And a rebound to Hayden Ohl. Tatum Williams down the half court. 2 minutes gone by in the third period. Deflected pass going to go off the leg, and now a loose ball. Maddox Beyer fighting for it at the Mike Hebel signature. And now Guthrie Danford, floater falling home for Guthrie Danford. Danford, 7 points now in the period, all 7 for Chase County.
And he's the one player that really can carry them. But now they're going to have to get a stop.
Foster, long three, top of the key. No good. Rebound to Ohl. Oh, over to Rasmussen, stolen away by Mannix Byer. Byer, breakaway layup off the glass, good. Timeout on the floor taken by Tyler Williams. Chase County has trimmed the deficit to six. And they have some momentum. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Can you ever get any more score updates from around the area?
No. All of a sudden, everybody just dried up on me.
It has to be Ken tonight. I do not have a single bar of service here. And once again, many thanks to Todd Stewart and for calling Haley Pierce for us. But it was kind of scramble mode, making sure we were connected to be able to provide this broadcast to you guys. But fortunately, we are on the air. And no issues, but obviously, folks, whether it be those players behind the scenes that really make up these schools in our area, not all the time are they recognized as much as they should be.
Exactly.
But 35-29, our score, Waverly with it. Pick Bailey for Chase County, subbing in during that stoppage, but Dustin Foster, turnaround floater, falling home. And Tyler Williams begging his defense to get up and play some deep. But Danford, foul line to the block. He'll be fouled and to the floor. And he will go to line for two free throws. The first free throws of the night for Chase County. Foul's going to go against Dustin Foster. His first, team's first. First of two for Guthrie Danford. Nothing but net. Now a second one in the air and good.
Guthrie Danford is literally trying to will them for the comeback.
So Max McNabb back in the contest. He'll sub out Stice. Kaiser Forenza also back out there for the Waverly Bulldogs. McNabb has it far side. Now Foster, right corner three. Long rebound. Loose ball and into the hands of Guthrie Danford. Danford crosses the timeline, foul line, kick corner, three by Pick Bailey. No good, fight for loose ball, going to go against Guthrie Danford. Good box out there by Dustin Foster. That'll be a second team foul against Chase County. And the first on Guthrie Danford. Maddox Byer back in the contest, he'll sub out Rex Griffin.
Michael, I do have a final. From Opie, it's Osage 69, Opie 48, and Opie leads 27-14 late in the first half on the boys.
Foster up top, McNabb, now Forenza over to Rasmussen, 37-31, Waverly with the advantage. Kaiser Forenza with the crossover, now kicked far corner to Max McNabb, his three no good, and rebound to Pake Bailey. Halfway through this third quarter. 37-31, Waverly with the advantage, but Chase County with the momentum here in the third quarter. Byer, top of the key, setting up the offensive set against the man-to-man defense. Byer near side to Bailey, he'll look to drive baseline, pick up his dribble in the corner. Now back to Byer. Byer at the elbow, now Bailey. Bailey to the foul line, now over to Danford. 5 seconds on the shot clock, up top Byer. Floater at the mid lane, falling home for wow. Maddox Byer. He's got 15, trims the deficit to four. They came into the third trailing by 14. Williams, far corner, Foster, three. No good, and a rebound to Byer. Chase County will look to cut it to one possession, this time down. 3:15 in the third, 37-33 our score. Byer over to Danford. Guthrie Danford taking his time. Hands it off, or looks to hand it off. Now passes it to Pake Bailey. Now long three by Hudson Doty. It'll brick off the right side. Fight for a loose ball, and it's going to go a foul against Chase County. And that'll be a third team foul and a first on Pake Bailey.
Hudson Doty just, he needs to get inside more. He's selling way too much for 3 points.
That was an NBA range three. So Noah Green, Hudson Doty subbed out. Rex Griffin and Dom Barrett back out there for Chase County. Five on the floor for Waverly. It's Foster, McNabb, Forenza, Williams, and Stice. Williams has it on the low block, kicked out to McNabb. But Waverly has been settling on long threes on the opposite side.
That they have.
As Chase County's kind of settled into a 2-1-2 zone, and a steal by Maddox Beyer, streaking down the opposite side, high off the window, and a one-possession ball game after a made layup by Maddox Beyer, 37-35, 2:25 to play third quarter. Foster has his pocket picked. Pick Bailey with it. And stolen right back by Max McNabb at the foul line. Williams, elbow, and he travels, thinking about a little bit too much. And subbing back in for the first time in the second half will be Carter Ohl and Hayden Ohl.
Chase County has made 9 of their last 10 inside the arc. That's how you come back. Getting some shots to fall, isn't it?
Getting some points in transition, too.
Yes.
But Dom Barrett will key it in to Guthrie Danford. Chase County will look to tie, if not take the lead. The last lead came at 7-6. Early stages of the first quarter. Pick Bailey with it. And a shy pass stolen away by Carter Ohl. Ohl layup. Good. His first points of the night. Lead back to 4 for Waverly. 39-35. About 45 remaining in the third quarter. Get a ball screen. Not use it. Now get a good screen by Dom Barrett. And now to Guthrie Danford driving baseline. Bounce pass to Beyer. Beyer, mid-lane floater, good. Beyer with 19 tonight. And back to a one-possession ball game, 39-37. Carter Ohl, top of the key. Near side for Renza. Now up top, back to Ohl. That's Carter Ohl. Now far side to Dustin Foster. Back up top to Alex Stice. Stice, near side, Carter Ohl. Foster underneath to Hayden Ohl, but he bricks it off the block. No good. And a rebound to Peg Bailey. Once again, Chase County will look to tie, if not take the lead. 60 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Nice cut by Maddox Beyer. The tie is going to be shy on the falling away floater. And a rebound to Waverly. Forenza, the opposite side. It's off the side of the backboard. No good. And Guthrie Danford pushing the opposite way. European Pro, and he'll leave it shy off the backboard, and a rebound to Waverly. 5 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Carter Ohl, no good. Rebound to Maddox Beyer. Shot clock turned off with 30 seconds to play.
We had a frenetic pace there, but nobody was making any shots.
Guthrie Danford with it. 17 seconds to go. Chase County most likely holding for one final shot to close out the period. Danford, elbow to the block, and has his pocket picked by Carter Ohl. Foster, foul line, floater, no good, rebound to Beyer, and that will do it at the end of the third quarter. 39-37, Waverly still leads, but they were outscored 17-5 in that third quarter. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Stay tuned for more.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Welcome back to Waverly High School. Michael Dieker alongside Ken Hansen. Ken, do you have a score update from 1400 AM, 96.9 FM? How's Braden Brown doing with the Emporia's
Well, Martins? Emporia leads Hayden 20 to 18 at the half. A low-scoring affair.
Low-scoring affair, of course. That is a rubber match, I believe.
Yes.
Those teams splitting their previous two contests. 39-37 here as we begin the fourth quarter. Rex Griffin out there for Chase County. Now to Maddox Beyer. Up top, Hudson Doty. Thought about a three. Now step back. Three for the lead. It draws iron, but no good. And a rebound to Alex Stice. Stice, European Pro off the window, no good. Rebound to Doty. Chase County with yet another opportunity to tie, if not take the lead. Heavy pressure in the backcourt by Foster. Now to Danford, over to Beyer. Beyer, elbow floater, no good. Rebound to Williams.
That time Maddox Beyer just forced a shot that really wasn't there.
Foster to Stice. Foul line jumper by Williams. No good. Foul on the rebound. It's going to go against Kaiser Forenza. That'll be his first, team's first.
Waverly has only hit one of the last 10 inside the arc.
Rex Griffin inbound, finds Maddox Beyer. Beyer bounce pass to Noah Green. Now Doty. Doty over to Rex Griffin. He'll get a ball screen. Pick up his dribble. Now Doty in the far corner. Now back to Griffin. Now Doty near corner. Three. Lead, no. Rims out, no good. And a rebound to Waverly. Williams. Stice. Elbow floater, good for Alex Stice. His first points since the first quarter. And Waverly now extending their lead to four. 41-37, 90 seconds in. And up steal by Foster. And he'll be fouled by Maddox Beyer. That'll be a third foul against Maddox Beyer, team first. And Dustin Foster at the line for two. Looking to add to his 14 points.
Yeah, Dustin Foster out there just... when he got that steal, it looked like he just picked his pocket.
First one, good. Max McNabb back in the contest. We have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. It's a 30-second break. We'll stay right here with you. Of course, on Tuesday, we'll have another installment of the Battle of the Bulldogs. This time... down on Highway 99 with Madison hosting Chase County. And then we'll conclude our regular season coverage with Madison up
at Linden.
The road on Highway 75 at Linden. We're still finalizing our postseason coverage of the substates. We'll announce theirs once the brackets have been set. But three substates probably in our area to choose from.
Yep.
Most likely. I think it might be on the 1A side of things, whether that's 1AD1s, mm-hmm. 1AD2s. But it's hard to believe we're here on the home stretch.
I know.
Basketball season. Foul shot good by Foster. A perfect trip for Dustin Foster. Lead now six for Waverly. Of course, tomorrow we'll have updates from Girls Regional Wrestling. Callie Madrano providing those live updates.
Yep.
Foster underneath, and his shot rejected, and a rebound to Noah Green. 2 minutes gone by here in the fourth quarter. Chase County trails 43-37, and a floater by Danford's no good. Put back by Maddox Beyer is. He's got 21. And trims the deficit to four. Carter Earl over to McNabb. Now Williams. Up top, Carter Earl. Far side, Max McNabb. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams, spin move, loses a handle on it, and will go out of bounds to Chase County. Forrest Waverly. You know, both these teams fighting for good positions in the substate for seeding.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Waverly has not been to state since 2016. Chase County stopped a big streak last year, making it to the state tournament for the first time in over 30 years.
No, they made it in 22 or 23 because Tegan went out to Great Bend.
Oh, with Waverly? That's right.
Yep.
I was looking at the wrong. Well, they haven't updated their brackets. I was looking at their banners, and a made jumper by Alex Stice, I believe.
Yep.
So Stice in double figures now, lead back to six.
Yeah, we need to get him to update the banner.
Yes. Now a three in the corner by Rex Griffin is good. Back to a one-possession ball game after the Cody Thurston land agent three. Rex Griffin's second three-pointer of the contest. 45-42, 4:50 to play in the contest. Stice. Down to McNabb. Back to Stice. Now McNabb, halfway through the shot clock. Near side, Williams. 10 seconds on the shot clock now. Now to Foster, looking to drive to the foul line. Elbow, floater, good, high off the glass for Dustin Foster. He's got 18. Right?
Yeah, him and Maddox and Beyer are putting on a show tonight.
Danford picks up his dribble now to Beyer. Beyer running floater from the elbow. No good, a little short. Beyer for a loose ball. Going to go in the hands of Beyer. It's no good. A tie up on the rebound. Going to go to Waverly. McNabb fell to the floor, fighting for the rebound. Waverly Bulldogs, the orange and black, wanted a foul. But nearly halfway through this fourth quarter, Waverly with a 5-point advantage, 47-42. McNabb, elbow, mid-lane floater, no good. Rebound to Noah Green. Beyer streaking down the opposite side. Now Danford, near side wing, steps into a three. It's in the air and good for Guthrie Danford. A Cody Thurston land agent three. Now down to a one-possession ball game, 47-45. Waverly leads. Over to Williams. Alex Dice bricks it off the mark, but gets his own board. Now to Williams. Back to Foster. Now Stice. 47-45. Waverly led by as many as 14 as they begin the second half with that lead. Three in the near corner by Williams. It's off the mark. Rebound to Noah Green. Once again, Chase County will look to tie, if not take the lead. Something they've not been able to do this entire second half, yeah. And it's not going to happen that time as Beyer rushes a shot from the elbow. Turnaround floater, no good. Under three to play. 47-45. Waverly with the advantage. Foster with it on the baseline. Foul line to Stice. Bounce pass underneath the hole. He'll be tied up. Possession arrow. Chase County.
I was going to say either that or a three-second call.
Pick him.
Yeah.
Flip a quarter.
So for Waverly, you're lucky that it was a jump ball because now you get the next one.
Yep. Beyer with it. 2:45 to play. Probably be like the seventh opportunity in the second half to tie, if not take the lead.
Yeah.
And they've not been successful in their previous tries. Danford puts it on the floor. Still loose. Now to fake Bailey. Noah Green thought about a three. Step into a foul line. Jumper. Tie ball game. Noah Green with his first points of the night. And we're knotted at 47 apiece. Stice. Elbow floater. No good. Fight for a loose ball. Recovered by Stice. Now McNabb, and he'll be fouled by Hudson Doty.
Yeah, the Waverly faithful were fearful that that wasn't going to get called.
So Max McNabb will go to the foul line for two free throws. Third on Hudson Doty, and a second against the team.
Yeah, so that's one thing. Both teams can play fairly aggressive the last 2:12 because right now they're not a threat yet to force them to go to the line.
Max McNabb at the line. Waverly 5 out of 6 tonight from the foul line. Looking to get the lead back. Not going to happen that time. No good on that one. The 6-foot sophomore will get it from the official. Right-handed. One dribble, two dribbles. Spins it in his hands, bends his knees, and a fire. And good. Hit the back of the rim and fell home. So Waverly back on top, 48-47. Chase County has not led since the early stages of the first quarter. They led things 7-6. Hudson Doty three. No good. Short again. Rebound to Waverly. Under two to play. 48-47 here in the Battle of the Bulldogs. Waverly with it. Kick ball. Peck Bailey getting a right foot over there. Shot clock should reset to 35. Should reset. Yep, yep. It does. Doug Piper all over it running yes. The shot clock.
Yes, he is.
Went to Doug, of course, wasn't too sure, you know, if Haley was still the IT director, and I said, Doug, you're still retired. He said, absolutely, Michael. I just run the shot clock. Inbounds to Williams. He'll leave it shy, and Tatum Williams will go to the line for two free throws, where he is 3 out of 4 thus far tonight. Now, fouls against Guthrie Danford, his second.
I think if you're Coach Williams, you take him shooting 3 out of 4.
Absolutely. 3 hard dribbles and a fire. And good. 2-point ball game now. Williams with 8 points tonight now. 1 dribble, 2 dribble, 3, and 4. To his hands, a deep breath, bends his knees, and fires. Nothing but net. 3-point ball game. 50-47, a buck 40 to play. Beyer to Danford. Get a ball screen. Splits the defender, now to the elbow, to the block. High off the glass, no good. Fight for a loose ball. Going to go out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Chase County. But Williams and Beyer falling hard into the Chase County cheerleaders and the official. Yeah. The official got hit. He didn't even blow his whistle. So he attempted to, but nothing came out.
I know.
90 seconds left now. Top of the key, 3 by Paik Bailey for the tie. It's no good, and a rebound to Rylan Rasmussen, and Hudson Doty's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his 4th.
They're settling way too quick for the three-pointers.
And hit team's 4th. Kaiser Forenza out there for Max McNabb. So Doty will be subbed out by Rex Griffin. Foster with it. Now to Rasmussen. Over to Forenza. Dangerous pass to Williams, but recovered, and he'll dribble it out to the corner. Now to Forenza. Forenza picks it up on the wing. Now far side, Foster. Foster halfway through the shot clock. 60 seconds remaining. Now to Stice. Over to Forenza at the elbow. Back to Stice. Stice, floater with the right. No good. Rebound to Rex Griffin. Chase County trailing by 3, 50-47. Beyer, spin move at the top of the key. Now to Griffin. Now to Green, over to Danford. We're going to have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. I believe it has to be a full timeout. Yep. 21 seconds on the shot clock, 42 seconds on the game clock. Here in the closing moments of this one, Chase County trailed by as many as 14. That was the halftime score, 34-20. Of course, it was a 14-0 run in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Or to end the first quarter, start the second quarter by Waverly that really allowed them to get to that advantage. But a strong third quarter, by Chase County, and it's been kind of back and forth. But like you said, Kim, they've settled for some outside shots, Chase mm-hmm. County, that is. To where outside of that jumper previously by Noah Green, they've had some wasted opportunities on offense, but they're going to have to obviously get points this possession. Doesn't have to be a 3.
No. Guthrie Danford or Maddox Beyer going to the basket.
Yep, 100%.
And maybe you might have to go to the free throw line, but they've only shot 2 free throws, which tells me the inside game's been pretty non-existent.
Hudson Doty back out there, so it's Doty, Griffin, Danford, Green, and Beyer. Williams, Rasmussen, Foster, Stice, and Forenza, the 5 on the floor for Waverly. Inbound to Danford. Danford, top of the key, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Beyer, and he'll be fouled. That'll shut the shot clock off with the foul. Has 33 seconds to play. That is a foul against Kaiser Forenza, his second, team second. Green to inbound. Over to Danford. Underneath the Doty, and stolen away by Williams. And Williams will be fouled by Guthrie Danford. That's his 3rd, team's 5th. So head coach's son, Tatum Williams, at the line, looking to put this game on ice.
By the way, still just the 10th turnover on Chase County tonight.
A clean game by both of these teams. Williams at the line for 2 in the bonus. In the air and good. Tatum Williams, 6 out of 7 from the foul line.
In fact, Michael, this has been a fun game.
really fun game.
Yeah.
Fast-paced game.
Clean.
One of those ones you don't want it to end. In the air. They make it a five-point lead. It's no good. Rebound to Noah Green. Chase County needs points in a hurry. Guthrie Danford. Get the ball screen. Heavy pressure. And three by Danford. Good! Huge three by Guthrie Danford falling home. Inbound, and we're going to have a foul on Dustin Foster, but a huge three from 5 feet behind the line by Guthrie Danford to cut it to a one-point ball game.
Yeah, the fun is not going to stop.
Oh, boy. So Dustin Foster at the line for two. He's two for two tonight. Make that two for three.
Guthrie Danford was sitting right next to Tatum Williams when he was wiping the towel off and kind of flipped the towel towards him.
In the air from Foster. Good. Two-point ball game. 10 seconds to play. Guthrie Danford. Top of the key to the elbow. Kicked in the corner. Hudson Doty. Three. No good. Fight for a loose ball. Noah Green at the buzzer.
Oh.
Off the mark wide left. Waverly survives. 52-50. To snap their three-game losing streak. But Chase County, multiple looks at it, but just not going to happen tonight. So Waverly improves to 7-14 and dispatches Chase County to 7-12 with a 52-50 thriller here from Waverly. We'll tally our stats, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, and see if we can get a post-game interview with head coach Tyler Williams. Once again, Waverly victorious tonight, 52-50 in a thriller.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. NextTech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local NextTech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. NextTech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area high school basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-8000. 6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy owners. And Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by ESP Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change your marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESP Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities, go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs. Dogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Clark Farm and Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946. By Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. For Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Michael Deeker joined by victorious head coach Tyler Williams. The Bulldogs improved to 7-14, outlasting the Chase County Bulldogs 52-50. Coach, how important was it to get a victory after a three-game skid in a game like this with this young squad?
That's really important. Our last three games were a lot like this, where we are in the game, we have a lead, we're doing our things, and we just keep finding ways to not intentionally lose, but we just keep finding ways to go on a drought. Not make free throws, and just things that they're trying like hell heck to do, but we just somehow just get out of our own way a little bit, and that comes with our youth. But it was nice for us to finally hold on, because I know they were thinking, here we go again, and so it was really nice for them just to step up, finish, and about gave me a heart attack, and we can't make it easy ever, but I'm glad that we ended up on top.
Dustin Foster with 19 points tonight, 4 huge threes in that first half, kind of sparked that big run, where it was you guys were trailing things 7-6, went on a 14-0 run to end the first, start the second quarter, and you guys kind of never looked back in the first half. Obviously, Chase County came out really strong with their adjustments in the second half or in the third quarter. But how important is it with Dustin kind of being your junior leader, but then also Alex Theiss, 10 points, Tatum with 10. You mentioned the free throws down the stretch. Tatum and Dustin both hitting some big free throws there in that fourth quarter.
Those threes are big, and that's been our problem this year. We haven't shot the ball well all year, and I'd like to say we shoot well in practice, but we don't. We shoot all the time. We count our numbers. We stat it, and we struggle shooting the ball. And I told him the other night when we ended up losing to Crest, I know it's not the end of the season yet, but I want to tell you, this offseason, if you don't want to feel this anymore, we got to get better at shooting the ball. We've got to get better at it because it's such a weapon. We got so many kids in this league that shoot the ball so well, and their teams are so much better off because that kid can go get a basket. And, it was great for Dustin to do that tonight. I hope that continues. It's great for our freshman boys, like you were saying, getting 10 points, making free throws, being big. Those two have come a long way, and it's helped a lot. There's been so much improvement with this team. We just we just got to get over the hump. And I hope we're a dangerous team come substate.
You know, coming into your next matchup on Tuesday, Linden, another younger squad. But what do you know about Ryan Haskins and the Fighting Linden Tigers?
We played them this summer, and I didn't know about the kid that was going to be a freshman. And we found out about him real quick. I had to go ask Jackson Biggs. I go, who is that kid? And he's like, oh, that's Casey. And I'm like, okay. Well, and I've been seeing his name pop up. I'm like, okay, that's the kid. I was like, well, who is he? So, I mean, we have to know about him, obviously. He's a good shooter, good player. And they just got good players all around. Ryan does a heck of a job with that team. We played him this summer at MAYB a little bit, and I was impressed with them. We played him close, but you know, we played him close last year when we were a totally different team. So I'm hoping that, you know, this team, with as feisty as we are and how much better we've gotten, hopefully it's a really good game for us, and hopefully we – you know, it gets us ready for substate because it's obviously a good opponent and they're higher level. But also, hopefully, we can just find a way to figure out how to win again.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Well, just want to congratulate you on the victory. It was a fun game to call. I know, you know, may not have been the funnest on the sidelines for you, but it's always good to get a W at on the begin the weekend.
Yeah, I was just happy to see zeros.
Well, that was head coach Tyler Williams. His team now 7-14 heading into this final week of the regular season, and a team that will be dangerous in that Hartford sub-state.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it, Coach. We'll get back, take a quick break, try and get Ken Hansen back on the headset and get some post-game stats as we got King and Queen of Courts getting announced in an alley. Stookie and Carter Ohl are the King and Queen of Courts here from Waverly, but we'll get a quick break and get Ken back on the headset. But once again, 52-50, Waverly defeating Chase County.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area. We welcome you back to the Rich Door Company post-game show. Ken Hansen getting the headset back on. But once again, 52-50 and a thriller here from Waverly tonight. Appreciate Tyler stepping on. I think that was the first time we've gotten an opportunity to talk to him during his tenure at Waverly. So a good victory hit for here. Of course, had some low numbers for a couple years. But as we mentioned earlier in this broadcast, Ken, this is a nucleus of some younger players. There's only one senior on that roster.
Uh-huh.
Ty Glissman getting some opportunities earlier this evening. Or actually two seniors, Carter Ohl and Ty Glissman. But Carter Ohl is the king here on the King and Queen of Courts.
Yeah,
but
so
it's a strong nucleus. And I think the Waverly Bulldogs are going to be a force to be reckoned with, not only in the Lyon County League, but also in the area and the state.
Well, they're really they really are just like the rest of the league for the most part.
Yes.
Opie's young. Hartford is young. Lebo's young.
Uh-huh.
Waverly's
Linden's young.
We mentioned Linden
in the post game.
So. Yep. And so the area, really the one, Burlingame's not a young team, but everybody else is.
Yes.
Pretty much
yes.
All yep. Sophomores and juniors.
Absolutely. But once again, 52-50, our final score. Tell you how we got here. By these post-game stats by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes, and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Marker Todd today, 620-344-0661. Leading the way for the Waverly Bulldogs, 19 points coming from Dustin Foster, 10 points apiece to Alex Stice and Tatum Williams, 6 points to Rylan Rasmussen, 4 points to Kaiser Forenza, 2 points Carter Ohl, 1 point to Max McNabb, 4 Chase County, 21 points to Maddox Beyer, 19 points Guthrie Danford, 6 points to Rex Griffin, 2 points apiece to Hudson Doty and Noah Green. Ken, your team stats.
Yeah, Chase County shot 15 of 35 inside the arc. Waverly 15 of 44 inside the arc. 6 of 22 for Chase County from 3-point range. 4 of 16 for Waverly. Where Waverly really won it was at the line. Chase County 2 for 2. Frankly, they didn't try to get the ball inside that much. And that's one of the things that I'm sure a coach would look at. But they were, Waverly was 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Chase County pulled down They both pulled down 32 rebounds, and they both committed 10 turnovers. This was about as evenly matched a game as you could have.
It was a fun one indeed. But once again, our final stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. Well, that will wrap up the Rich Store Company postgame show. Come back with one final thought, preview what's to come on our next installment of the Battle of the Bulldogs on Tuesday, and maybe a look ahead for the weekend. But once again, Waverly defeating Chase County 52-50 here tonight.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Welcome back one final time here from Waverly, Kansas. But it was a split decision. Chase County Lady Bulldogs winning 47-36 in the girls' game. And then a 52-50 Waverly victory in the boys' affair. But looking ahead to Tuesday night with Madison and Chase County. That game will be down in Madison. But Madison girls been playing pretty good since post-Lion Kenny League break. Madison Bulldogs kind of having some skids, but they did pick up a victory earlier this week, and I would anticipate two victories tonight for Madison as they were playing Southern Coffee County. But that's always a fun time down there, and really historically the last few years they've been some really good games on both sides of that. But of course, first thing this weekend. Of course, always on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Saturday morning sports talk at 8:15 AM. And then Emporia High Girls Wrestling Regionals from Newton. We'll have reports throughout the day on 1400 AM from Cali Medrano. KU basketball at noon with On the Road at Ames from Hilton. That's a 10:30 AM pregame. Noon tip-off on KBWE AM 1400. And then Blake Cripps Roadshow with the Hornets continue from Nebraska Kearney. That's a 1:30 pregame on Mix 104.9, 2 p.m. tip for the Hornets and Lady Hornets. And then, of course, Coach Tang trying to ride the ship on Country 101.7 FM, 2 p.m. pregame, 3 p.m. tip. Cats on the road with Houston at 3 p.m. But that's kind of the look for this, at least Saturday. Sunday is a blank slate for sports, but hey, in this live and local on-air calendar, Ken, we are within 9 days of Royals baseball.
Yeah,
on KVOE. That's Sunday, the 22nd. We'll have a spring trading affair with the Royals and Brewers. Of course, you're home for the Royals all season long.
Yes, did get a couple scores. Burlington defeated Prairie View 83-39, and I just know that Lebo won over Mission Valley.
just know that they won. No final score.
No final score. We'll have to get on Jeff for just saying Lebo boys won.
Yeah. But it should be another fun one. Appreciate everyone for tuning in. Once again, Todd Stewart and Haley Pierce, really, they came in clutch in clutch moments. Because it was scramble mode, kid. It was like, oh no, this might be, we might be in trouble here.
Normally, in all my years here, we plug into the wall behind us. And the wall has been apparently disconnected.
The plug no longer works. So we were able to run an extension cord through the coach's office.
Which is how I used to do it 30 years ago.
And then Haley Pierce, of course, helping us get through the firewall. You know, we hadn't been over here for a couple of years, and they changed the Wi-Fi, at least the Wi-Fi, the name of the Wi-Fi, and a new router. And unfortunately, we had to get a new login to get past that firewall, but everything, I think, turned out okay.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing, the difference from the old days, Coach Hevel's not yelling at me to get everything unplugged out of his office.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's King and Queen of Courts. People were kind of taking their time, taking pictures. Of course, obviously much better with a victory versus a loss here. But I appreciate everyone for tuning in, and also many thanks to Tegan Trin filling in while I was away on business earlier this week. But Ken and I will be back in action on Tuesday. That's a 5:40 pregame down in Madison. Madison hosting Chase County. But for our studio engineer, Iris Renteria, for Ken Hansen, I'm Michael Deeker. Stand tall, tackle all, no one fights alone. Crazy Faith for D. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman, Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dawgs!